Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Merry Christmas, everybody. It's like Christmas morning to Kevin.
Well, you know, I did say yesterday was the most wonderful time of the year.
Yes, you did.
And I played it, too, actually.
Yes, you did. We'll talk about how warped that is in a moment. All right.
Has this become a psychology show all of a sudden?
We'll get into it in a moment. Did you write your open?
No. I am not going to be able to do that this year. We're just going to have to fly by the seat of my pants.
You're not going to be able to do it this year. Why? You're talking about an entire year here.
I have not been able to sit down and write the open today. The time has just not been there for it.
No, that's kind of sad. Okay. Let's...
Now all of a sudden you're going to listen just to hear what kind of mess I come up with.
I will not be able to listen.
Oh, fine. Be that way.
I've got a game tonight. All right? I've got a game tonight, and I've got a drive tonight. I'm going to get to Philadelphia about 1:30, 2 in the morning.
Oh, so you're making the evening trek. That's right.
Well, I'd rather do that and get a good night's sleep. You know,
I don't blame you.
I just got off the phone with Jack. We were talking about a couple of things ago. He says, okay, now wait, what time are you getting there? I said, I don't know, about 1:30, 2 in the morning. I said, yeah, you know me. I'll hit the bars in downtown Philly, then I'll show up. He goes, yep, that's right, typical Steve.
Right, that's it.
That's it. I said, nah, I can't even get out of the ballpark till about 10 probably, so you have to be smart about it.
I'll take two ballpark dogs to go, please.
Something. Now, today's show being brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury. This is Labor Day weekend. Labor Day weekend. So you want to make sure that you are stocked up and ready for the weekend in every way, shape, and form. You want to make sure that if you're going to go someplace, going to take in a ball game, okay, you want to tailgate someplace, maybe you're going to Philly, maybe you're going to watch the game on TV, you're going to have something grilling out on Monday. You want to make sure you have the best in imports, domestics, and microbrews. Did I mention beer? Oh, yeah. Brewers Outlet has all of that and much, much more. Water, soda, snacks. They roast the peanuts fresh and hot every day. That pickle bar is second to none. It is all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Tell them that we sent you. It will get you no discount. It will just make us look good in their eyes.
And that's all we're really worried about.
In the end. But we love Corey and the guys at Brewers Outlet. What a great job they do. That is one-stop shopping to get ready for any big weekend. I'm in the Sunbury Motors studio, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. It is great to have everybody on board today. As we get ready for the weekend, Kevin has high school football tonight. Kevin has acted as if this is the single most overwhelming task of the year to get ready for this game. I don't understand that.
Well, it's the preparation that goes into broadcasting four games on four different radio stations. It's a daunting task that no one in this region has been able to accomplish besides us.
You're personally broadcasting four games tonight. No wonder you're overwhelmed.
Usually people listen to me, they're not sure what game they're listening to. Now they're really going to be confused.
Okay. Again, okay, I don't understand what the overwhelming part is.
I can't make it so you understand.
What do you have to do for the other three games?
Formats, gear, equipment, personnel, vehicles. than in studio.
So,
okay.
so now we just talked about July. Okay, now what about this week?
I wish I could do that in July.
Why can't you do it in July? I mean, you got the personnel all set. Yeah, I don't understand that.
I did.
Formats, yeah, but that's one change. Okay, formats. Okay. What, you know how long the spot's been. It's a question of filling in who goes where. That, you know, I know that comes in late, but traffic does that.
No, it's how many do we need? Where can we place them? Where can we play them? That's the format part of it, and that can't be done usually until the week before.
Kevin, every game's the same.
No, it's not.
They change the game?
Excuse me, Mr. TV Timeout. You have the advantage of TV timeouts.
So?
I have to sometimes create spots to put in a sponsor.
I never have to?
No.
I never have to. You've never heard the Blue White game?
No. All you have to do is have someone tap you on the shoulder or hand you a card.
There are times I have to quickly take that thing myself because I understand it.
All right, I'll be willing to give you the Blue White game. I'd be willing to give you the Blue White game.
You have to. I've lived it. I've done 16 of them.
Yeah, I'd have to give you the Blue White game.
Yeah, I've done plenty of those. I mean, where you just got to do it by feel based on what you see and how you do it, whatever. Oh, yeah. Cars, vehicles, what? Do you go buy some for them? What are you going to do?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. It's been a little rough on the separating up things. I have one poor guy that's got a 170-mile round trip. That's Steve Williams, who's going to jaunt to Troy.
Okay, fine. This is all stuff I think could have been handled in 2 days, but that's all right.
Oh, I wish it would have been in your world. I wish I would have been there. But hey, we'll get it done. We'll pull it off. It'll sound great, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. All right. If you insist that this is the equivalent of climbing broadcast Everest, that's up to you. We'll be on tomorrow, WKOK, 2 o'clock. 3:30 will be the kickoff, and we'll also be on 59 other stations, Sirius XM 132, and gopsusports.com. So I realize we don't quite do something as extensive as you do, obviously based on your description, but that's all we do.
Sit in, sit down, headphones on. Hi, this is Steve Jones with Jack Hare. Welcome to Penn State. That's my dream, by the way. Not the Penn State Jack Ham thing. No. Yeah. Although it wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. All right, let's be quite honest. No, I want to get there 10 minutes before air and put on the headphones and go. I'm not quite that talented.
Okay. Well, you're more than talented, so. Okay.
But no, to answer your question, though, there is no preconceived open tonight. It will be a spur of the moment. Whatever strikes me as the 6:30 clock ticks off.
Yeah. So to you, this is the most exciting night of the year.
Oh, I love opening night. I love opening night of college. I love opening night of high school. Opening night of the NFL. Opening night, even in baseball, and I'm not the baseball fan I used to be, but opening day of baseball, at least you have some optimism about your team. Now, being a Philadelphia Phillies fan, by the end of April, the optimism was gone, but at least on opening day, I was optimistic. So even if you're a team that struggles, that has struggled or is young, you're still very optimistic on opening night.
Okay. I'm excited the season starts, but I like the week-to-week play of a season very much. and the ebb and flow of it, some of the ups and downs. You know, love every part of it.
Not arguing with you. I'm just saying week one is my favorite week.
No, I can't go there. Can't go there. To me, by making week one your favorite week, that means the rest of the weeks become slow downers for you. It's quite the opposite. I like the building process toward building to something maybe you have that's special. We will come back. I will talk about why Friday nights are so special in Pennsylvania in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the pickle bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the beverage supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Sunbury Motors Ford has absolutely zero to talk about. 0% for 72 months, that is. Choose from over 150 new Fords with 0% financing for 72 months. SMC is where you want to be if you want $3,000 off plus 0% financing for 72 months on a 2015 Ford Fusion. SMC is where you want to be if you want $3,100 off the totally redesigned 2015 Ford Edge, plus get 0% for 72 months. SMC is where real Ford truck buyers want to be. Take $5,000 off your next new 2015 F-150, plus get 0% for up to 72 months. This is the first time all year where you can get 0% for 72 months on the 2015 F-150. SMC is where you want to be to take advantage of the best deals of the year. Come celebrate 100 years of serving Central Pennsylvania at Sunbury Motors, where zero will be your hero.
Sunbury Motors open Labor Day Monday, 9 till 2 in the Ford, Lincoln, and Hyundai stores.
All right, let's get back into it here. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Friday night and high school football. There's nothing like it when you get to a Friday night and a town comes together. I've talked about this before, but how a town comes together. You know, the student body gets there, band is there, cheerleaders are there, the majorettes are there, color guards there. And then the team runs out onto the field. Town comes together and the rooting interests together as one as you take on... them. We despise them. But the smell of the concession stand as it gets a little cooler, a little warm beverage in the evening as we watch a game. Nothing like getting in a plane and flying over this state in the evening on a Friday in the fall, which I've done many times. And you see the little stadiums lit up here, 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 here. And you know there are thousands of people at each one gathering on what is something that is purely American. High school football on a Friday night. Now, there'll be some schools that will play tomorrow. They'll play on Saturday. For example, the defending state champion in Central Pennsylvania, Bishop Guilfoyle. They always play Saturdays. They'll play tomorrow. But the rest of it happen to be Friday nights. And for the next 10 Friday nights, you'll have various records that are carved. Some teams will be in the thick of the race for a conference championship, others for a district title. But even those that don't, you still have the fun of the Friday night of getting together with friends, family, whomever, and taking in a ball game. And as the weather gets a little cooler, you'll throw a jacket on. And gets a little cooler than that. The jacket will get heavier. The beverages will get warmer. But there's just a fun and a camaraderie to a high school football game that brings people together. And they come together because it's fun. And they get to see youngsters play a game that they love. And you see a new cast of characters every year. You see some kids get older before your eyes and get better. Others go on to bigger and better things in the sport itself. And others, it's the last time they'll be on a football field, but it will be one of the great experiences of their life. Friday nights. Kevin's been a part of it for 20-plus years, and he's still not sure what's better, the game or the halushki.
Depends on the game and depends on the halushki.
Have you ever had bad halushki?
No.
Well, there. Tells you a lot. But, I mean, I think that captures the magic of a Friday night to me. When you park the car and you walk up to that field and you see the lights on, you start to hear the PA announcements and you start to smell what's grilling at the concession stand. You get in there, you get your seat, and you get ready to go. And to me, unlike Kevin, the weeks get better. That this is a start. You're excited about the starting point, but the weeks get better because you can't wait to come back and see it next week. You can't wait to come back that week and see the next one because you enjoy it. It's a great evening out. To me, the weeks get better. Yeah, maybe the record's not getting better, but the weeks get better because you're looking forward to the next time you get a chance to go out and take the game in. And I think that's what makes part of what, there's several elements, what makes America fun, that we have these Friday nights in the fall to look forward to among many others during the course of the year, but we're talking about high school football now. It's part of what makes living here fun. You never know what you're going to see. Every game takes on its own personality. They really are all different. Different styles, different kids, different ways of playing. Different emotions, roller coaster. I can't believe we can't stop them. Wow, this is great. They can't stop us. That's where the enthusiasm comes from for me. Hey, you know, not only that, I'll say, guess what? You know what? We didn't exactly have a salad tonight. We ate at the concession stand. Okay, great. It's okay to do that too.
Only on a Friday night. Then you make up for it later in the week.
And that's just what makes it so much fun and so magical. Yeah, everybody starts out 0-0. Well, guess what? You know, no offense, but 8 hours from now, half of them will be 0-1. Other half will be 1-0. That's why, to me, I love watching the building happen as the season goes. If you stumble, hey, can they bounce back next week? If you win, hey, can they keep the momentum going? I don't put all my eggs in the opening night basket and then become depressed each week. Kevin.
There is one thing, though, that high school football has that doesn't necessarily translate at any other level. And part of it's because of the intimacy of the stands and the stadium.
Yeah, but I agree with that.
But the community event. It's not a football game. It's a community event. It's almost like a fair or a carnival every Friday night. And the football and the band just happen to be the performances at that event.
You're saying there are going to be carnies at the game tonight?
I don't think I said that.
Am I missing something here?
But the funnel cakes will be there.
Something out of nowhere, Snyder's Concessions? No?
Maybe.
What are you talking about? No.
You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Kevin and Dave Ritchie have Shikellamy Lewisburg tonight. You'll also hear the game on 100.9 The Valley. Salima Rockwell on women's volleyball. Next, Penn State has Colorado and Stanford this weekend.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us. Opening night for high school football. for Kevin the most magical night of the year. Then after that, everything becomes December 26th. It's a depressing way to live.
But that's the day of many happy returns.
No offense, you can't take this back.
And think of all the gift cards you get to spend. December 26th isn't a bad day either.
Yeah, sure. So it's good. Down to that for you. They give you gift cards now. Okay, not good. All right. Shows you how much you care. Good, $20. That's not to take care of it.
Yeah, but it depends on where it's to, you know.
Now, if it's the Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, awesome.
$20 well spent.
Yes. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Soft drinks, water, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. Pickle bar is second to none. It's Labor Day weekend. Stock up tonight. Tell them that we sent you. It will mean no discount. It just will sound cool. Corey and the gang do an awesome job. And on top of that, we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. I know we have high school football opening tonight, and I think we did an effective job yesterday previewing the three games that you'll hear on the Sunbury broadcasting family of stations. The reason I say three is because Shikellamy and Lewisburg are playing one another. And the Valley 100.9 will have Matt's call, and then your call will be on right here on WKOK with Dave Ritchie. And we have Penn State football tomorrow. We know Jim Harbaugh had his opening night loss, which was expected. In this corner it was. Utah's not great, but a good football team. TCU beat Minnesota last night, so everything's off and rolling. Michigan State plays Western Michigan tonight. But the Penn State women's volleyball team has won 7 national championships, including the last 2. They're exciting, fun to watch. They sell out now. They have 21st-ranked Colorado tonight, 7:30 in Rec Hall, and Stanford tomorrow night at 8 in Rec Hall. And we're very pleased to bring in Associate Ed. We had Russ Rose on the show last night at Letterman's. We're very pleased to bring in Associate Ed Coach Salima Rockwell. And you opened up 3-0, expected. You had a video to look at. So as a starting point, Lima, what were some of the things that, as a starting point, are good, and then some things you need to work on?
Oh, man. Let's see. Good starting point is we got more comfortable kind of as a unit. You know, we've been tinkering with the lineup and trying to find the pieces that are all working together best, and I think we're getting closer. So that was good.
That's good.
Yeah.
Now the other part, obviously every part of this has to be better, but what more so than others?
Let's see. What's better? We're doing some okay things offensively. I think, we're getting a little bit more production out of the people we hoped we would.
Right.
So I think that's good. You know, and like I said, preseason was just up and down and feeling things out, and it's a grind. So you never really know what's going to happen when the lights come on with a couple freshmen on the floor, too. So it was better than expected.
All right. Now, every setter, and you had your own way, you know, as to how you went about your business. Every setter, it's like every quarterback is different.
Right.
So what makes these two a little bit different in style than what we've seen in Micah's? Well, we know Micah's serve is one. That's an obvious thing. But what about the other parts of the game and the passing part, decisions?
Well, you know, I think the biggest thing is Micah has so much experience. By the time, you know, she ended her career, she was just a fierce, fierce competitor. And I think, you know, that's something that I was similar in that way, and certainly not to say that these two aren't, but it's their first go at it. And I think the feel and the vibe of the team, you know, you always knew Micah was going to be there, always going to show up. And she could carry you, whether it was her serving or not. You knew she wanted to win, and she was always focused, ready to go. So it's just such a morale booster. It's something that gives confidence to other players on the team. And I think that was something you just can't teach and was invaluable for her.
Yeah, how difficult is it? Now, they're young. Mm-hmm. They're getting their, you know, they're trying to get their feet wet against, oh, I don't know, Colorado and Stanford,
right.
You know, at this stage. When you're still trying to find yourself, how difficult is it to lead? Because you were at one point in your lifetime in that situation.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I redshirted my freshman year just like Brianna did, and I'll never forget. Coach said in the paper my first match, you know, not only do I not know what Lima's going to do, Lima doesn't know what Lima's going to do. And I always remember that because you're just kind of flying by the seat of your pants and hoping you're making right decisions and doing your best to make people around you better. But it is a challenge when you're young, you're coming in, and people are expecting a lot of you. So it's a big challenge for both of them. I mean, they both have high-level youth experience and club experience and even international. So they've got that under their belt, but it's totally different when you're here at Penn State and the expectations are incredibly high, and your teammates expect that too.
All right. Yeah, I'll take you back to your playing days, and this will put you into their shoes for a moment. How long did it take you to see things the way Russ sees things, which in the end is an extremely important component?
For sure it is. You know, and I think coming in, I knew what he was all about. And it took me that freshman year, you know, I understood it, though, and I was kind of on the same page.
Yeah.
I grew up that way in my household. You know, I remember one time I was injured and I was calling home complaining about Russ, and my dad was like, well, you better figure it out. you better figure out how to get back on the court and have him stop talking, because that's on you, not him.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think because I grew up that way, I kind of got it early on, but then you really get it once you're on the court. It took me a little bit of time, probably a month into the season, to say, okay, I know what I need to do to get after it every day.
You're your own person, your own coach, and obviously you work for someone. But
right.
What are some areas that quickly, as a coach, Russ ingrained in you in the coaching end that are a pure staple of what you are as a coach now?
You know, I think it's the high expectations and not settling. You know, even with our best teams here at Penn State, when we had, you know, the undefeated teams, and we were never comfortable with how good we were, no matter how good we secretly knew we were, always striving to be better. And I think for me, that's something that I take with me as a coach. Yeah, things are going well, things are good, but it can always be better. And I think when you approach the game that way, that you're always getting better, and you never hit that plateau where you feel like you're good enough.
All right, let's hit up Colorado here for a moment. Colorado's a team that's ranked 21st in the country. Had a really good year last year. I'm going to say they made the 16 group last year in the end. So matchup-wise, and matchups are so important, what are a couple of matchups that become something that, not say problematic, but you have to make sure that swung your way?
Well, you know, we look at the attackers on the other side of the net. You know, they have a few people that can score at will, and you know, making sure we're putting the right people in front of them and being smart about how that, what that looks like. And for us, depending on our lineup, you know, that could change things. They've
right.
moved a little bit in their starting positions. So we're going to see here tonight, you know, how it starts.
Right.
And we'll see where they start. We see where we are. And then if we need to make adjustments, I think we can do that, you know, in the middle of the game.
Yeah, that's the big part, the adjustment part, because then you finally get a feel for what they're doing, without question. When you look at their setter,
mm-hmm.
you know, through the three matches they've had, what does she bring to the table?
Well, you know what? It's interesting. They run a two-setter offense.
Okay.
So they're running a 6-2 right now, and that means, in essence, there's six total hitters, even though there's not that many on the court, two total setters, if you look at how they run the offense. And both of the setters stay in as attackers. They're both left-handed. And so it's a unique and good system that works well for them. You know, one's a little more experienced and savvy. The other one plays higher at the net and is very good. So they're a little bit different in how each one of them sets and each one of them hits. So we just need to be prepared. We're just trying to figure out the best, like you talked about, the best matchups for each of them when they're running their offense.
Obviously, Stanford is also going to be a part of this Pac-12 Big Ten matchup. That's the next one. And yeah. I know everyone has to take them one at a time, but you as a coaching staff have to prepare for two.
Correct.
So Stanford, always like Penn State, outstanding. What makes them outstanding this time through?
Oh, man. Well, they have, you know, we love Stanford, playing Stanford. There's so much respect for them. And they, you know, they have three seniors that are going to be on the court that have played together for 4 years
wow.
straight. And the connection that they, and one of those is a setter. And again, just like what we had in Micah last year, when you're a senior setter, everything just kind of makes sense to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know your hitters. You know what they're thinking. You can look at somebody and they get what ball you're going to put up for them. You know, it's a special thing. And she's got, you know, her both of her outside hitters as seniors as well. So the connection is unbelievable. And they just have gotten better and better over the years. So I think that's going to be a huge, huge plus for them on Saturday.
For a coaching staff, having Pac-12 Big Ten matchups, okay, at this stage you want to do this now, maybe later you'd like to probably, but
yep.
overall in the big picture, how much does it help the overall game that matchups like these occur?
Well, you know, I think it's crucial in the preseason to really get a feel of where you are.
Yeah.
You know, and it's certainly not a slight on any of the teams we played. We had battles last weekend, but sometimes when you're playing a bigger block, maybe teams that are, you know, a little bit better and will be, you'll be seeing them maybe at the end of the year and certainly through the Big Ten, you have a better sense of where you are at that level. And for us, it's more of a barometer. Okay, this is really where we are right now against the best of the best, and this is what we need to work on and focus on over these next few weeks.
Yeah, and that's a big point. You'll get that no matter what happens, you're going to get valuable tape out of this.
Yeah, absolutely.
You talked about their setter. What is it like when the game slows down for you, where you're at a different pace than maybe you were the first couple of years, and how difficult is that at times to impart to young players?
Well, it's real hard. You know, I think young players, they just don't see the game develop like you do because of lack of experience. They don't see what could potentially happen in this moment in time. What's going on, really seeing clearly through the other side of the net
yeah.
is a huge part of the game. And a lot of times it's the plays on you as a young person.
Right.
It's just happening and you're reacting. And as you get older, you see it. You know what another setter's thinking. This is what I would do at this point in time. This is where I would hit the ball based on where our blocks lined up. And I think that's where it plays in, and just time, experience and time allows the young ones to see that.
Well, here's another part. The list of areas where I know Russ is brilliant is very, very long. And I'm not going to get into the entire list. We only have a two-hour show.
All right.
But one of them, for me, has always been his ability, especially when he's had repeat champions, to make each team believe they're an entity unto themselves
yeah.
and not just a carryover from last year. What are the ingredients and the challenge, Salima,
mm-hmm.
of trying to impart to, when the world is telling you one thing, to impart
right.
internally that you are starting fresh, you are an entity unto yourself?
Well, you know, I think I think he reminds the team of that every day. So it's there's that. and it's a reminder that we are a new team and to leave last year where it is. You know, when it's on and we win, he wants to celebrate, he wants us to enjoy it and revel in it for a little bit. But the reality of it is it's over. And I think he's done such a good job of allowing the girls to let that go and say, hey, that was a wonderful thing, but we can't win based on what we've done in the past. There's no way it's ever going to work. And understanding that just because we won doesn't mean we're going to win.
Right.
And again, he reminds them that all the time, and it trickles down through the team. And I think it has to. It has to come from the top, the seniors always reminding the underclassmen because they were reminded, and they were reminded, and it's building a culture of that where everybody gets it. And he's been the master at building a culture of that.
Yeah, I think I've been around him enough where I think You can tell by the tone of the questions. Hey, good luck tonight. Colorado at 7:30. Tomorrow night, Stanford at 8. And we thank you, Salima, as always, for taking some time out to talk to us about your team.
You got it. Thanks for having me on, Steve.
All right, Lima.
Take care.
Salima Davidson. Actually, it's Salima Rockwell now, but you would have known her when you watched her play as Salima Davidson, one of the truly outstanding young coach. What a great player she was. Big plus to the program, too. We'll come back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Sunbury Motors Ford has absolutely zero to talk about. 0% for 72 months, that is. Choose from over 150 new Fords with 0% financing for 72 months. SMC is where you want to be if you want $3,000 off plus 0% financing for 72 months on a 2015 Ford Fusion. SMC is where you want to be if you want $3,100 off the totally redesigned 2015 Ford Edge, plus get 0% for 72 months. SMC is where real Ford truck buyers want to be. Take $5,000 off your next new 2015 F-150, plus get 0% for up to 72 months. This is the first time all year where you can get 0% for 72 months on the 2015 F-150. SMC is where you want to be to take advantage of the best deals of the year. Come celebrate 100 years of serving Central Pennsylvania at Sunbury Motors, where zero will be your hero.
Sunbury Motors open Labor Day Monday, 9 till 2 in the Ford, Lincoln, and Hyundai stores.
The best get-togethers start with a trip to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury. Why? Because Brewers Outlet has not only a great selection of beer, including imports and microbrews, but also a lot more. Brewers Outlet has water, soda, they roast their peanuts every day, and you can't forget about stopping by the Pickle Bar. Look for great deals on wine coolers and all your favorite snacks. Before you enjoy those special times with family and friends, make your visit first to the Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
You mess with one man, you got a song. The boys are fall.
Still summer for another 17 days, but still a nice sentiment. We welcome everyone back.
Really? That's the best football song ever.
I'd never heard that song till now.
Really? Kenny Chesney. Look that one up. You have to listen to the lyrics in it. And if you watch the video, Sean Payton is talking to a high school football team in the beginning of the video.
That's great.
About what it's like after high school and how you, at the high school age, you take for granted, you know, running out onto the field. And it's a really, really moving piece with Sean Payton.
Okay. It's the same guy that was suspended for a year?
Ironically enough, yes.
I'm just kidding. I think what they did to him was wrong, but so just so you know. A quick memo to the NFL. Give it up. Unbelievable. Why are they challenging this? Why? Let it go. Get rid of it. Why are you, if I'm an NFL owner, I'm calling up Goodell today. I'm saying, why are you blowing our money on this? It's an equipment violation. Why are you blowing our money on legal fees to do this? Why? Why appeal it? Don't. Let it go. Be like Kraft. Kraft said straight out, look, for the good of the league, I'm not going to fight this. We'll take the $1 million fine and we'll lose the two draft choices. Okay? Let the league be like him. Let it go. For the good of the league, you know what? We fought the good fight. You can look at the other owners and say, look, I suspended him for 4 games. You can still save face that way. You did it. Let it go. There's too much money. With all due respect to the outstanding legal profession, there are too many lawsuits like this that stretch out that you're just blowing money on legal fees. Why? I mean, let it go. I mean, I cannot conceive as to why the NFL wants to just spend more money to challenge this in the Second Circuit Court. Why? I don't see what the greater good is. I can see if there's a greater good here. Okay. All right. I can see moving forward. But it's a shabby report that tells you nothing, that doesn't help. You're going to get killed.